We're in the middle of Simen Tzadi. We're up to Sif Yud. Sif Yud based on a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Ches. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Also, the Adam Sheyakdim Tfiloso, the Tfilas Latzibur. There's a whole story over there that you're not allowed to daven before the Tzibur davens. And then the Gemara over there clarifies, B'tzibur Shanu. If you're in Shul and you run out of patience waiting for the Shech Tzibur and you decide that you're just going to get up and daven Shmoneh Esrei before everybody else, so that is awesome. So now there's a machlokes we've shown him basically. What if a person's in shul and he sees that the sof zman tefillah is coming? So if it's sof zman kriya shema, he could say kriya shema and then he could wait, which we discussed in the past. But now, sof zman tefillah is approaching, and he sees that the tzibur is not going to get up to... He's in shul, he sees that they're kvetching along the davening, and they're not going to get to Shmoneh Esrei until after sof zman tefillah. Okay? So, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei in shul before everybody else. That shows that you have no regard for the tzibur, you don't care about the tzibur. To daven in shul before everybody else is awesome. If a person davens at home, so okay, we spoke about it's preferable to daven at the time where the tzibur is davening. There's no issur to daven earlier. But if one's in shul and he runs out of patience, it's usur to daven earlier than everybody else.
Patience, that's
fine. Oh, hold on, go. So if he runs out of patience, or even if he has to catch a bus, he's not allowed to daven in shul. What if it's approaching sof zman tefillah? Okay, so then he is allowed to daven earlier. The question Rabbi Yonah seems to say, then he can daven earlier. It's clear what he's doing. It's not that he has no regard for the tzibur, it's that he's makbid on, which he should be on, sof zman tefillah. The Bach says that's only b'diavad. Really, he should go home and daven at home. But if it's pushing sof zman tefillah, by the time he gets home, he's going to miss it. So then he has a kula, he's allowed to daven in shul. But it really is not lichatchila. Rabbi Yonah doesn't seem to mind. So let's see, Simon Tzadi Sif Yud. Kesha Omeid Im HaTzibur, also lo lahakdin tzvilas el tzvias HaTzibur. When he's in shul with the tzibur, it's prohibited to daven before the tzibur. El im ken hasha overes, unless the time is passing, it's getting late. Ve'en HaTzibur mispalin, and the tzibur is not, you know, getting to Shmoneh Esrei, the fish ma'arichim b'piyutim al tzibachers, for whatever reason, they're taking their time, they're saying piyutim, whatever they're doing, and okay, so he's not allowed to daven before them, unless he sees that he's running out of time. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamid Vav Mashma the other feel base a knesset shari. If he sees he's running out of time, he's allowed to daven. Sounds like even in shul. V'cheimuchach loshen talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachos. V'abach pasag no davka shezman katzar kol kach she ba'od sheyelech lebeisu yaber zman tefila. It's only if he doesn't have time to get home. But it's really better for him not to do that in a tzibur. So, in general, without a good reason, it's aser. I had this once. I sent one of my kids to shul. He's already bar mitzvah. And, you know, he sort of was like not paying attention to what was going on. You know, some of these davenings are not so intense. And he just davens, and I guess I checked up on him or something. I don't know. And then I see he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and everybody else is like by Baruch Hu, whatever. Oh. What do you do? It's like he just like davened. Like he didn't. He sat in shul with a minyan and just davened at his own pace without any regard to where they were up to. So that's mamish asa. It's also make your adim. If you're running out of time, it's mutter. The boss is better to go somewhere else. So I think you're across the street. Okay, here you have a bunch of shuls. If you're in Kahalim across the street, and you have to catch a bus, and then the minyan taking a lot longer than it's supposed to, so then you're not let it daven there. But even if you're pushing, let's say you're a late minyan, so it's man tefillah, so you could always, you don't have to go home, you can always come here. It's a little bit embarrassing, though.
Another room in the same shul, like the back.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was thinking, what about going to a back room? I would think that would also be mutter. I'm not sure, except the use, meaning a lot of these places, like, each room sort of is their own minyan. So yeah, it's like a separate shul altogether. Possibly. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Okay, now the Rambam says this in a bunch of places, Ava below shal veres. Okay, if it's not, you know, pushing the end of sof zman tefila, yispala piyutim v'atchinos im atzibor v'l yifrosh min atzibor v'l yifrosh min atzibor v'l yifrosh min atzibor v'l yifrosh min atzibor. That a person should not you know, run out of patience with the different piyutim and sit and learn. He should really follow the congregation. And Rama says this in a number of places. And basically the idea is, you know, you're a Talmud Chacham, so you're sitting and learning in the middle of these piyutim, but the guy next to you, or your kid, ends up, you know, doing or reading a newspaper, or nowadays playing on his phone. All sorts of things. So therefore the Rama is very into sticking with the congregation. Okay, that's Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph, based on a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Chesam and Aleph. Call me Sheish to base a Knesset Be'ir. If a person has a shul in his city, the Einu Nichnas Asolcha Lispal, doesn't go into the shul to daven, he's called a Shachin Ra, bad neighbor, and it causes him and his children exile. So, try to understand why Dafka these things. So, Shachin Ra, basically, you know, if you refuse to go visit people and you're not social, so you're a bad neighbor. You refuse to go to the shul, so you're a bad neighbor. And the Golos, I think, I didn't see anyone explain it head on, but it seems to be in the shul, and it might depend, you know, the whole discussion, you know, is there 10 people without him? Is there not 10 people without him? We already spoke last week that there's a Maya Davin in the shul, even there's no minion in the shul. What exactly is going on over here is not 100% clear. But it seems like, no matter how you slice it, there's more Shechina in a shul than there is in your living room. So the fact that you don't want to be a part of that Shechina, it's a little bit like, that's kind of like what Golas is. You're away from the Shechina. That's how I understood. I didn't see him explain it exactly like that, but that's my understanding. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Mi Sheyesh Obeis HaKnesses Be'iro. Ve'enu Nichnas Bo Lispal. It does not go into the shul to daven. Nikra Shochim Ra. It's called the bad neighbor. Ve'gorim Golas Lo Labanav. And he's causing exile to himself and to his children. Here, Mishwe Sif Katan Lam is Zion. I think it's from the Magen Avraham. Very interesting. If you have two shuls in town, you should walk to the further one because you get more schar for the walking. I don't know. I don't really understand that so well. Walk, like, you know, wouldn't it be better to go to the closer shul and learn for 10 minutes? So isn't it worth more to learn for 10 minutes than walk for 10 minutes? Or maybe he's not going to learn for 10 minutes. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this. Okay, the Dirshu does point out. Okay, now this comes up a lot in shul. You had an eighth minion, and sometimes they don't have a minion, whatever, they're waiting for 10 people. But you want to daven eights. So, Isbra Tamishu, a person who regularly davens in eights, is not a daven biyachidus. So, here's Rabbi Novak Shaila. You're at the Nates Minyan, and it's taking him another 5 minutes, and you want to get up and daven at the Nates while the rest of before the rest of the Tzibur. So they bring down from Roshoma Zalman, and in the name of the explanation from the Gra, that would also be Asa. That you have to go outside. That you can't start before the Tzibur. Interesting. There are a lot of people who do that, actually. We have to put this on the wall. I'm at an eighth minyan. They came late, and therefore they're not ready to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Why is that my fault? Why is that my problem? I came to an eighth minyan. I want to daven eighth. Boom. But they get up and start Shmoneh Esrei.
Unless it's a big minyan, they break it up. They're not going to have a minyan at all.
Well, if you have a big minyan, so you don't have a problem. You'll be on time. Yeah. The problem is that it's not a big minyan, and some people come late, and they're not ready for Shmoneh Esrei. And we said, it could feel if it's even diving 10 people together. Starting Shmoneh Esrei together.
Looks like you're missing Nates.
Right, they're missing Nates. So I think the rabbi said that they could be 3 minutes off. There's a 3-minute leeway within the Nates. I'm not sure. Okay, now in footnote 36, in there should have another point. What about the guy Dom is very long Shmoneh Esrei, and he never catches Kedusha with the Tzibur? He wants to start before everybody else so he can finish on time so he can take Kedusha. You don't like that? And neither does Ruchaim Kamieski. Okay. Okay, fine. That's Yud Aleph. That was Yud Aleph. Yud Beis. Mitzvah larut kishalach besekinah. The mitzvah to run to the shul. V'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah. To run towards dvar mitzvah. Afilu b'shabbos she'asa b'sobsi agasa. Even though on Shabbos in general you're not supposed to run. Certainly adults. Aval. Okay, so I feel it with Shabbos. So he's saying, even though Shabbos, you're not supposed to run, when it comes to running to shul, running to do a mitzvah, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos. I think the Gemara has a funny story with this, actually. I didn't see it today, but I think the Gemara has a whole story where one of the Amoraim saw people running to shul on Shabbos. He said, "Oh, they're being machal Shabbos." Then he heard this vart, there's a mitzvah on the shul even on Shabbos, and I ran with them. I think something like that. Ava, when you're leaving shul, also larutz, because she ate him at Knesset, he's not, you're not allowed to run. Because it looks like you're running away. Tina, kaparech, and base sefer, it looks like you're running out of shul. Mishabur, sif, yud, gimel. Mutter, larog, bebet, Knesset. One is allowed to spit on the floor of the shul. Vidursu baraglav, you should rub it with your foot so it just gets rubbed in and disappears. O mechaseo begemi, or cover it with something. So here in the issue, they don't point this out exactly, but the issue does. Mishabura does not for some reason. So the Gemara compares a shul to your house. So in the olden days when they had dirt floors, they would spit on the floor and then maybe cover it with dirt. Nowadays there's nobody who is going to spit on their nice tiled or wooden or carpeted or linoleum floor, depending on where you live and what your floor is made out of. And therefore, there are many poskim who say that nowadays, since you would not spit on the floor of your house, to spit on the floor of shul is disgraceful. There are those who have, there is some custom, maybe Chabad, I'm not sure, in the middle of a laner to spit when they say they have a varik. Some kid did it in front of me once. It's really, I don't know, distasteful. Okay. And Rishu also says that Arizal was makbid dafka not to spit in shul. He probably had a dirt floor house. Okay, that Rishu points out. It says it's a suffix. And back in hill, forward, really, in the middle of Chelik Beis, Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, if a person wouldn't spit in his house, he's not sure it's mutter to spit in shul. Then he says that Arizal was careful not to spit in shul. Okay, Sif Yudalad. Yashkim Odin Lebes HaKnesses Kadesh Yimona Im HaAsar Rishonim. There's an Inyan, a very chashuv Inyan to be from the first 10 people in shul, and then you get credit for all the people who come later. Okay, the Mishabur points out Sif Katam Mem Zayin, second line, HaRiza Lo Ayam In HaRishonim. This is well known, I guess. The Arizal was not from the Asar Rishonim for two reasons. First of all, I'm sure he davenates. First of all, two reasons. One is he needed to go to the bathroom. He had some stomach issue that did not enable him to be from the first ones in shul. And also he had another issue. He was very makbid to go with his talis and tefillin from the house to the shul. If you're davenates, and you know, you're davening a long time, and you're going early and everything else, so when the Arizal was on his way to shul, he couldn't wear his talis and tefillin. It's too early. So therefore, he would wait at home until he could, you know, take care of his medical needs, put on his talis and tefillin, and walk to shul. At that point, he ended up not being, he would not be from the Asara Rishonim. Okay, so it sounds like, at least according to the Arizal, the talis and tefillin walking to shul is worth more than being from the Asara Rishonim. Then in their shoe, they bring down those that want to say, not only that the first 10 get credit for every schar, keneged, all the others, even within the first 10, the first one gets schar for the next 9 and everybody else, and the number 2 gets credit for the next 8, so it's kedai to go to bed early and wake up early. Early to bed, early rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Okay. Tes Vav. Tes Vav. Look around, brachas. Hey, I'm a base. Tana Abba Binyamin Omer. Two people go to Davin, okay, and one guy finishes before his friends. And he does not wait for his friend, he just leaves. They tear up his tefillah. It's based on Pesukim. His tefillah is torn up. So there's basically, between Tosis and the Torah, there's three different opinions what's going on over here. But in the time of the Rach, say like this. It's talking about their shuls were out in the fields. It's talking about at night. There was this danger of mazikin, of these demons that we don't understand nowadays. And therefore, if you leave your friend and davening, so you're endangering your friend and making him now walk home by himself, and therefore that's worthy of your tefillahs being torn up. Second opinion, the Torah brings down from Yesh Omrim, that even in the city, you should wait for your friend at night. Okay, even though it's not in the field, but sitting at night, still, you know, to walk home alone. Now, I don't know what happens if you go in two different directions. Like in the olden days, I guess, certainly if the shul was out in the field, so they went to the city together. If it's in the city, well, what if I live on Igros Maisha, he lives on Kaf HaChaim, so you could leave together, but it doesn't really help you that much. And then the Re would wait even in the shul in the city, and even by day, not at night, even by day. Okay, and all three opinions are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. One and two is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The third one is brought down in the Ramah. Now, the Beis Yosef brings up Rabbeinu Yonah, different reasons. That's very interesting. You know, so the first reason, okay, I wouldn't call it very practical in our nowadays in terms of mazik and your demons, but look, it's still, you know, it can be scary to walk around outside in the field at night in the dark, you know, the forest. Okay, I forget the demons. What about animals? What about bandits? What about all sorts of things? Not that your friend's going to help you from bandits and wild animals necessarily, but it's scary. And two people together are safer than one. The other thing is that just being left alone in a shul could be scary in its own right. So the guy's davening shiur yesterday, all of a sudden he realizes he's all alone in shul. He can't concentrate anymore. He's all nervous. He's anxious. You know, how am I going to get home? Or forget about getting home. He's just anxious. Getting home. I don't know if it's a didn't getting home. But he says that his tefillah will be mitbal belet. So because, I know it's more, fits in a little bit better, midah k'neged midah. You cause your friend's tefillah to be mitbal belet. So Hashem has taken your tefillah and is mibal bel your tefillah because you didn't care for your friend. Let's see that in the Shulchan Aruch. Tes Vav. Simen Tzadi Sif Tes Vav. Im nishar adam yechidi mespala bebeis haknesses shebis sados. If a person is left davening alone in a shul in the field, or even in the city, if it's Mariv, he adds that in, because in the olden days, a lot of people would daven like we do Friday night in the summer, make early Shabbos. A lot of people would daven Mariv early and then repeat Shema. That was very, very, very common. That's what he has to add in, Mariv at night. So you have to wait for your friend until he finishes. So his davening should not get all messed up because he all of a sudden got nervous and anxious. He's left alone in shul. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the field or even in the city, dafka at night. And now the Ramah comes in, v'yesh machmir, v'filu b'yom, u'b'bati knes ishon shem b'ir, even by day in the city. Now, what if the guy comes late? You know, like, it's my fault that he came late? So, no, it's not your fault. Let's say the guy decides he whips out of his pocket a list of sick people, 500 people long. He's a big tzaddik, but I have to wait for him? Like, you know, he kind of bring that upon himself. So if he's ma'arich b'bakoshes v'tachanunim, enu chayav lamtino, if he brings it upon himself, then you're not obligated to wait for him. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Sifkatan mem ches. V'davkim nichnasu b'shavif. They came together. Avam nichnas yichidi b'shash lo yichal tzayim ba'am tzilas. The guy came really late. There's no way he's going to finish in time with everybody else. So why should everybody else have to suffer? The answer is they don't. It's you know, he brought it upon himself. It's his fault. And you don't have to wait for him. Ein chayel hamtin lo. Right? Because he brought it upon himself. He understands. I'm coming late. I'm leaving late. I'm here by myself. Me, the last line of Mishmar is, me this chassidus who lamtin af b'chiyai gavin. It's still me this chassidus to wait for him, even though it's his fault and he brought it upon himself. And in fact, I think it's the re in Tosis says that he would, you know, he would learn. He would learn to make sure that he would not leave anybody left alone in shul, even if it was by day and even if it was in the city. He didn't want to do that. Now, Tezvav. Tezayin, we did already last week, but we'll just go over it again for the sake of Shlemus. This was a Gemara in Psachim that says that Latfila Arba Mil, and then the Machlokas Rashi Tosis, what does it mean? Rashi says you have to go Arba Mil to get to the Spalo Ba'asara, and Tosis says, no, we're talking about washing your hands for davening, and then the Torah said very stark that even though the other Perushim perish Rashi Iker, and that's the biggest marker that the davening of the minyan is not just a nice thing, but that it's a chiyuv. The Gemara says if you're on the road, you got to go dalad milin ahead of where you wanted to go in order to daven with a minyan, and you got to go backwards a mil. That's what they learn. That a person has to go 18 minutes to travel 18 minutes to daven with a minyan. So to travel to a minyan, to go to a minyan. A walk, but if you're in a car, they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Yashiv, you should drive 18 minutes. Yeah. Not on a camel, because it's very bumpy. Then you're just a mill. But in a car, smooth car, 18 minutes. Okay. Let's go through Tezan quickly. We did it last week. Halach b'derach v'igiyah, the Rosh Halalum, I want to go to sleep. Im lefon, Rav Ad-Arba milim, Malkom Shem Salam Ba'asara, 4 mil ahead, where he's going to go anyway eventually. That's his route. Sorry, Leilech Sham, he's got to go there to catch the minion, if he knows there's a minion. Ula'acharav, and to go backwards, tzarech lachzor ad mil. He has to go a mil backwards, which is an 18-minute walk. Kedei v'espalel ba'asara. So that is the big mocker by Ramesha and others, that Dami the Minyan is not just a good way to have your tefillah answers from Hashem, but that it is in fact a chiyah. We discussed it at length last week with Rishon Mazamin, going on vacation, and Rizam and Chemi Goldberg, and you'll have to listen to the tape.